Lift him up, May 12, exalting God's law. So you shall remember and do all my commandments, and be holy to your God. All the instruction given to the Israelites of old in regard to teaching the commandments to their children is for us. If we become careless and neglect to urge the necessity of observing these commandments, as I know that many have done, let us all humble our hearts before God and make earnest, thorough work of repentance. Let us learn to deal mercifully with our children. In their tender years, they are to be kindly, patiently, intelligently, lovingly taught in all religious service, the parents making these lessons simple and attractive, in order that they may make known to their little ones the way of the Lord. In the past, the failure of parents to do this work has been felt in future generations. It requires constant, persevering effort to keep exalted the standard of righteousness. But none who are lax in principles are approved of God. Our religious experience is spoiled by allowing our principles to become perverted. Now, more than in any other period of the world's history, should we heed the admonition, "Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." In ancient times, cautions were continually given against idolatry. In this age of the world, the same danger exists. We should guard our children against having fellowship with the world, and against imitating the works of those who are in darkness. So far as possible, let us keep them from the society of unbelievers. We know that those who do not serve the Lord Jesus serve another leader, and that this leader will make decided efforts to control the minds of those who know the truth. Satan's deceptive workings are constantly being carried on in every place. Those who truly love God will reveal their love for Him in every and under every circumstance. They will not condescend to engage in the foolish amusements and the entertainment of worldlings. They will not be persuaded to forget the Lord at any time. Christians may and should feel a holy indignation against the lightness and the folly of those who love not God. Consider thyself, and fall not into temptation by speaking idle, cheap, meaningless words. Speak words that reveal that you are a child of God, and that your heart is filled with His love. We must be as decidedly a peculiar people, holy unto the Lord, as the Israelites were required to be. Else we cannot properly represent our wise, compassionate, glorified Redeemer.